This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I find it interesting that with this massive YouTube purge going on now, you know, after this Hunter Biden story broke, basically big tech just declared total digital civil war on America, and any voice that is pro-Trump, pro-America, any voice talking about Joe Biden's criminal operations, money laundering, bribery, kickbacks, corruption, all that stuff, any voice, and anybody talking about QAnon, by the way, also gets censored and banned off of YouTube. And hundreds of channels were banned today. I'm recording this on the 15th, October 15th. And I'm here to tell you that many of the channels that got banned today, and there were some big ones like SGT Report and X22 Report and Amazing Polly and the Nemos channel, Dustin Nemos, and many, many others were banned. But I'm here to tell you, I've spoken with some of the channels that were banned over the last few years, and I've tried to encourage them to move over to Brighteon.com. Now, Brighteon.com is the free speech video platform. It's the alternative to YouTube, and you can speak freely there. You don't have to talk like a moron. I've heard people talking in all this code, like you turn on high-impact flicks over on YouTube, and the guy there, who's kind of entertaining to watch, he's talking in all kinds of code. Like, he can't even say CDC. He says cat, dog, cat. And, you know, you can't even say the letter Q anymore. And everybody's talking in code. And they sound, it sounds like some, I don't know, kindergarten game of wordplay or something. And it's like, do you really have to contort yourself to such degrees just to speak? Why don't you just come over to Brighteon.com and you can sound like a normal human being? You can say what you mean. You can use the words that you want to use. I mean, you could talk about Michelle Obama is a biological man. You don't have to censor yourself. You can talk about COVID. You can talk about the coronavirus. You don't have to censor yourself and say, oh, the C word, whatever. You can talk about transgenders and Satanism, you know, how it's taken over Hollywood. You can talk about the pedophilia of the radical left and the child trafficking, all that stuff. You won't get banned on Brighteon.com. I know that because I built it. And I tell the moderation team what to, you know, look out for, which is mostly just people making death threats or stalking videos or porn or whatever. That stuff's not allowed. But in terms of just freedom of speech, it's all fair game because that's what I believe in. And yes, you have the right to criticize public figures, especially people who are horrific anti-human, you know, demon creatures like Hillary Clinton, for example, or George Soros. You have every right to criticize these people, and you can do it on Brighteon.com. So I wonder why so many channels wanted to stick with YouTube. And I remember some people telling me that they didn't think they would get banned because they weren't talking about vaccines. They were only talking about politics and finance and stock markets and such. So they thought they would be okay. So they didn't need to build an audience on Brighteon.com. And I said, okay, well, there's going to be a day that comes when you are banned on YouTube. And when that day comes, you try to call me, guess what? My phone's going to be busy because I'm going to be talking to many other people on that same day. And I won't be able to help you that day. And guess what? That day was today. My phone was ringing like crazy all morning, talking to people, begging me to help move their videos over to Brighteon.com. Some people had already lost their videos because they didn't have a backup for some reason, didn't have backup files. I'm like, how can you be so stupid? You put your videos on YouTube, you don't have the files? I mean, people have told me, I'm talking about pro-Trump conservative people, they're like, no, I just stream it on YouTube and then YouTube has the file and then they get banned and then they can't access their own files. I'm like, how could you be so stupid? You don't even keep a copy of your own videos? And you know that YouTube is banning conservatives. What are you thinking? It's like driving down the road at night with no headlights and no seatbelt, wondering, oh, why did you hit something? I mean, come on, do the math. I mean, I hate to be so critical here, but some people are dumbasses and they deserve to be called out for it. If you were on YouTube and you were a conservative and you lost all your videos because you didn't keep backups, I'm sorry, you're a dumbass. Now you don't even have videos to put on Brighteon.com, and I can't help you because I can't magically bring back your videos from the dead over on the YouTube servers, you know? You're screwed. I mean, smart people kept backups. That's why we're helping Stefan Molyneux. We're helping him move, you know, thousands of videos onto Brighteon.com. It's happening right now. Our staff is helping that that process take place. And he was smart. He had backup files. I mean, you would expect that from Stefan. He's a pretty smart dude, right? But some people don't have backups. And then some people told me also, they said, well, YouTube pays me money for the ads. Brighteon doesn't pay me anything. Like, yeah, YouTube pays you money because YouTube spies on your users. Don't you know that? YouTube is a surveillance grid. It's spying on your users and building psychological profiles and marketing that for profit to, you know, other companies and selling that data to communist China. In other words, you're getting paid to expose your fans to the Google machine. Are you happy about that? And they would say, well, I gotta pay the bills too. I gotta eat too. Like, don't you care where your money's coming from? You're making money from the most evil corporation in the world. You know they're evil, and yet you want to stay on their platform because you're getting paid. Huh. Sounds like you're just a fucking sellout, frankly. That's what it sounds like. And these same people, they criticize, oh, Big Pharma's only in it for the money. You know, the senators are only in it for the money. Dude, you're only in it for the money. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself. You're only in it for the money. And now you're fucked because you didn't plan ahead. You should have built an audience on Brighteon.com. Yeah, you're not going to get paid, but it doesn't cost you anything. It's free to use, and you don't get shadow banned. You don't get censored, and you can talk like a normal person. You don't have to talk in code. But apparently that's not good enough for a lot of people who think they're in the liberty movement. They claim to be, but when it comes down to it, they're really just in the making money movement. It's really, that's all it is. They're just about making money for themselves, just greed driven, just like everybody else. And they're so stupid. They've lost their audience. They've lost their channel. They've lost their videos. And now they come crying to me. Well, guess what? I'm busy. I'm busy because I'm helping people who were smart enough to plan ahead. In fact, there's one person, I'm not going to say who she is, a prominent whistleblower on COVID-19. We're helping her move over all her videos because she contacted me a couple of days ago before all of this hit the fan with this new purge on YouTube. So we're helping her. And there's other people that we're helping too. You know, we're trying to help as many people as we can, but we can't help people who are too stupid to help themselves. So if, you know, those people that are out there, they just wanted money. Now they're cut off. YouTube cut them off. Now they don't have their money, don't have their revenue. Guess what? You know what? You're just a sad, sorry sucker. You focused on greed and profit and you got caught and you got banned. And now you have no audience. You got no fallback plan. You can only blame yourself. When people like myself, I spent millions of dollars building Brighteon.com. Literally millions of dollars that we could have otherwise, you know, pocketed as profit, I guess. We invested it in a platform. We subsidize it to let you have a voice. And even then, some people refused to use it because they weren't getting paid. Well, Don't you value your ability to speak? Don't you value having freedom? Isn't that worth something? To a lot of these people, a lot of these so-called, you know, pro-liberty YouTubers, no, they don't care about freedom. They just care about their revenue. They just care about making money. So there you go. That's the truth. A bunch of sad, sorry sons of bitches, as far as I'm concerned. And yeah, they could still come over to Brighteon, but they might have to start from scratch with all new videos. I still welcome them on Brighteon. I'm not going to ban them. But frankly, Brighteon is a platform for people who aren't stupid. And I would prefer that people who join Brighteon are the kind of people who are intelligent enough to not get caught with their pants down by a YouTube purge. I mean, how could you not see that train coming? I mean, it's been 4 years of censorship and you're sitting there, you know, with your dick in your hand wondering, oh, why did I get censored? Yeah, I wonder why. Figure it out, man. Do the math. In any case, it's just incredible. The stupidity that I see in the pro-liberty movement is just, it's off the charts. I can't believe it. But there's also a lot of good people who are high IQ, very well-informed, very intelligent, people who were way ahead of the curve. And again, you know, like Alex Jones is way ahead of the curve on this. Laura Loomer, myself, and so many others, we knew this was coming. We've been sounding the alarm. People ignored us. And now those people are getting burned bad. You know, we built platforms. My advice is use them. You know, use the platforms. Build your audiences on platforms that won't ban you. That's the answer. And the answer is served up to you on a silver platter, ready for you to use right now for free. It's called Brighteon.com. And if you don't use it, you're a fool. Seriously. If you don't use every platform, you know, go out on BitChute, go out on Mines, go out on, what is it, DTube or whatever. I think that one's owned by some Chinese guy, some communist guy. I don't know. But use all the platforms. If you don't use all the platforms, you're an idiot. Seriously. Use all the platforms. It's the only thing that makes sense these days. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com.